John chapter 15, and we're going to start with verse 1. Now, often when people ask me, where should I start reading the Bible? I always say, if you want to read the whole gospel, you want to read everything, spend time on John chapter 15. Because it all is about Jesus and how we're in Jesus. But here, we begin in verse 1, and it says, I am the vine, the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Verse 4 is what we want to focus on. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. The Gospel of the Lord. And so as we do our praise and worship for Advent, for December, Jesus tells us he wants us to remain in him. And so there's a couple things that are happening here, of course. We begin with the Old Testament prophecy of Emmanuel. God is with us. And from the very beginning, when God he walked with us in the Garden of Eden. And then when we got separated from God by our own choosing, when Adam and Eve chose the fruit, it wasn't just they sinned. It was that we chose to do things our way instead of your way. And they broke remaining with him. They could no longer walk with God. And so, as the prophets, as God revealed himself, he kept making this promise of Emmanuel, the one who is with us. God is with us. And that's what happens when we celebrate Christmas. But it's more than that. It begins on March 25th. And what's March 25th? The Feast of the Annunciation. Because on March 25th, on the Feast of Annunciation, the second person of the Trinity, the Word of God, entered into the womb of Mary, begotten, and became incarnate. The God the universe cannot contain entered the womb of a 14-year-old girl and remained in her. Think about that. Think about the beauty of that. And so what Mary could do for 9 months, and as we're entering into this, it's like we're getting caught up into this pregnant woman, Mary. And as we're here, we are with Mary as Mary is with Jesus. And Jesus remains in Mary. And so think about this reality that Mary has nothing over you and me in this regard. Mary had Jesus inside of her for 9 months. We get Jesus inside of us the day we got baptized. And he stays with us, right? He doesn't leave you. He remains with you. Again, St. Paul says, do you not realize that Jesus Christ lives inside of you? Galatians 2:19 and 20. I have been crucified with Christ, so the life I live now is no longer my own. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. This is the teaching of the church. This is the teaching of Christianity, that God remains inside of us. God lives inside of us. And when we come here to do adoration, we remain with his perfect body, blood, soul, and divinity of God, that we may be reminded that he who is there is also inside of you and me. And what we're called to do is remain in him. What does that mean? That means we are very weak people, so we need to come here and we need to remind ourselves who's here. But then when we receive communion, again, some people take this very, you know how sad it is that so many people receive communion and walk out the door, not even realize what just happened. It's like a vitamin pill instead of remaining with him for a while. And the reason we do that is when you and I are stopped for a moment after we receive communion, or stopped for an hour when we come here to do our monthly praise and worship. We stop when we do our own personal holy hour. We remain with Him to remind us that He always remains with us. The point being that He always remains with you. But we need to stop and remain with Him. For the last 3 days, I've been down in Pittsburgh with my mother because my stepfather had to go in to get surgery. And he had an aneurysm, so I couldn't leave my mother alone with the house. So I went in her apartment and I spent the last 3 days. And it's interesting when you're someone like me who's not used to being around people all the time. I can come do things here, but then I get to go to my room. That's what celibates do. But the reality is I had to spend every moment for the last 3 days with my mother. And my mother, like even today, was her driving. I took her out to breakfast and we've, you know, been with her all the time. She said, "So, what do you do for a living?" And I says, "Now, Mother, I told you not to drink so early in the morning." And so I would, every time she'd do anything, I'd try to, you know, the rest of my family goes crazy with me. But I always tell her, "You have Alzheimer's. This is what's happening." And, you know, every time, like, she'd ask me 10 times, you know, who I was and different things. And then I'd get her because that's my style. But what was most important, because I was so irritated, if you will, in the beginning, not because of being with my mother, but because I was going to be gone for 3 days up from the parish and everything's going on. I couldn't be here. I couldn't be there. And people are calling and people are in the hospital and people are this. And I'm like, "Oh, I can't get anything done." But God wanted me to remain with my mother, just to be with her. And it was quite interesting. I'd get up at my 3:55 in the morning and I'd be saying mass at the kitchen table and she'd wake up about 5 o'clock. And she'd come out, and I'd have to make her coffee because she can't remember how to use the Keurig machine. And I'd say, "Oh, you're up early today." And it would be like, there's such a comfort, even though sometimes she didn't know who I was, me just being with her. Just being with her. And that's what I was thinking about, what Advent's about, and what our time is tonight for adoration as I was driving back to the parish today. We get just to be with Him. And sometimes we think, "Well, it's, what are we doing?" We're with God. Well, what's that mean? We're with God. Isn't it amazing? Before Jesus became a man, He was with Mary. Just with her. Can you imagine what Mary thought about if she was going to sleep at night? Whenever she'd stop and be still for a moment and think, "God lives inside of me." Don't just imagine what Mary thought. You think the same thing. God lives inside of me. And He remains in me. But you and I gotta stop and remain with Him. We just gotta. That's why this is so important, what we do every month. This is why it's so important we have perpetual adoration at this parish. That's why it's so important every one of us here needs to take that time, not only in front of the Blessed Sacrament, but to take that time every day to stop for a moment and remember, Jesus is in me. He remains with me. So then you and I need to stop and remain with Him. And that's so much more than saying your prayers, saying your rosary, getting things done. Whoop, I got that done. Whoop, I got that done. Oh yeah, I did. I'm such a holy person, you know. You can do a lot of holy things without being holy. If you and I don't stop and remain with Him for a few minutes every day, we can say 1,000 prayers, but we're not entering into the holy. And we got to enter into the holy. If He remains inside of you and me, always. The question is never, is God with us? Of course He is with us. The question is, am I with Him? Do I stop? Am I still? Do I hear what it says on the wall next door in our adoration chapel when it says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Am I still each day? Do I remain with him each day? If not, that's what I want us to think about as we begin or in the middle of this Advent season. But for the rest of the month of Advent, the 3 weeks that are left, that we take a practice of every day being still, remaining in him, thinking for a bit what it must be like for Mary, what it was like for Mary, what it is like for us. Be still and turn off your cell phone. Be still. Every moment of every time each day, take time for stillness. And the reality is, when you and I do this for Advent, maybe it'll be something that we incorporate all the days of our life, not just saying prayers, but being still, remaining in him, being with him as Mary was. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever.